Hello, I'm Jerry Smit with the BBC News. Britain has said the Russian airliner, which crashed in Egypt on Saturday, may well have been brought down by an explosive device. The British Foreign Secretary, Philip Hammond, said the assessment followed examination of intelligence information from a range of sources.
We have concluded that there is a significant possibility that that crash was caused by an explosive device on board the aircraft. Earlier this evening, we delayed the return to the UK of British-bound flights that were on the ground at Sharm el-Sheikh while we conducted a review of security at the airport.
Britain has also suspended all flights to the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh, from which the Russian plane took off. US officials echoed the bomb theory, but stressed that this was not a definitive conclusion. One US official said Islamic State militants who have claimed the attack may have been behind it. Egypt has expressed anger and disappointment at the British warning. Lise Doucette is in Cairo.
I've just got off the telephone with Egypt's Foreign Minister Sami Shoukry, and he is absolutely furious. He said Britain has jumped to conclusions with what he called an unwarranted statement before the investigations into the crash were even complete. And he says that will be catastrophic for the millions of Egyptians who earn their living through tourism.
Our defence correspondent, Frank Gardner, examines what prompted the British decision.
What changed things this time was new intelligence, fresh intelligence that arrived today. I think we've got to assume it's probably come from Britain's intelligence agencies, either MI6 or GCHQ, and it'll be something to do with terrorism activity in the Sinai. It's already home to a very active branch of so-called Islamic State. They've been battling the Egyptian government. They've got surface-to-air missiles, but small ones, not ones that could bring down an aircraft at that height. But they would have a vested interest in doing something like this.
The Pentagon says members of a recently formed Syrian opposition group called the Syrian Arab Coalition have captured an area of 200 square kilometres in a battle with Islamic State militants in the northeast of the country. It said the battle near the town of Al-Hol involved about 1,000 opposition fighters backed by aircraft from the US-led coalition. A major rescue operation is underway in the Pakistani city of Lahore, where a four-storey factory, which was under construction, has collapsed, killing at least 18 people. Officials said more than 70 people have been rescued, but over 100 more were feared trapped beneath the rubble. Emergency teams have brought in heavy machinery to help free them. It's not clear what caused the building to collapse, though labourers working on the site have said it was damaged during last month's earthquake. You're listening to World News from the BBC. The credit ratings agency Moody's has downgraded the credit score of the car company Volkswagen following the emissions scandal. Andrew Walker reports.
The risk to Volkswagen behind Moody's decision comes from the company's announcement about fuel efficiency and carbon dioxide emissions. VW said it had found what it called irregularities in its stated emissions and fuel consumption figures that affected up to 800,000 vehicles. The crisis, which erupted in September, involved nitrogen oxide emissions from diesel cars. The company's latest statement indicates wider problems with issues about other types of emission, and it implies that some petrol vehicles are also affected.
Andrew Walker. The US authorities temporarily stopped aircraft landing at San Diego Airport while they dealt with a gunman under the flight path. Police said a man involved in a domestic dispute had fired shots from a high-powered rifle when police arrived at his apartment building. He later surrendered. The Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has questioned the arrest of a number of journalists on Tuesday. The intelligence service of the Revolutionary Guards detained several members of what it described as an infiltration network linked to hostile Western governments. Mexico's Supreme Court has voted in favour of allowing a group of activists to grow and distribute marijuana for their personal use. The ruling only applies to the four people who brought the case, but experts say it could pave the way for legalising the recreational use of marijuana in the future. Katie Watson reports.
In a country that faces drug violence on a massive scale, this is a significant ruling. It was based on the freedom of citizens to be able to choose what they consume. This is just the first step. The ruling doesn't replace existing drug laws. In order for the law to change, the Supreme Court would have to vote the same way four more times on very similar cases. But activists are still seeing this as a huge victory.
And that's the BBC News.